beautiful description.
निधानद्वत्ते जननीम् शारदाम् देवीम् रामकृष्णम् जगद्गुरुम् पादपद्मीतयोः श्रित्वा नमामि मोहो।
We have entered into the fourth chapter, which is telling us what is the nature of divine love, prema. Prema is not kama. Kama and prema are alike. I like this, I like them. No. What is the difference? Kama we control. Prema controls us. So all our love, you know, it depends upon our mood. Mood. You know, you are in good mood. Suppose you love somebody, even your son or daughter. It depends upon you. If you are in a bad mood, whatever they do, you get irritated. Are you loving really them? That's not love. That's a desire. Kama. My children. What prarabdha I have done, I don't know. Why I got this kind of children. Like that. So, anirvachaniyam prema swarupam. Impossible. No experience can ever be described to others unless the other person has some experience. My favorite illustration is, supposing you go to an island where only this hagilikaya is grown, bitter gourd is grown. Describe to him the taste of rasagulla. Who are you going to describe? Where they have never even got. At least if they had got some honey, could tell that is a sweet taste. But this is many times more pleasant than that. Mm-hmm. Through the known, convey the unknown through the known. Mm-hmm. Some similarity must be there. Or bella. Some fruit, which is sweet like mango, etc. Then you can convey. How are you going to convey when there is only hagilikaya? The only way is hagilikaya has different stages of development. In one stage, it is the least bitter. Also, that is the most pleasant for those fellows. Then you have to say, you multiply it by a billion fold. But still it doesn't give you the correct. Anirvachaniyam prema swarup. So, one point we need to keep in mind is, prema is that which possesses us. You have no control over it. It will make you do what you need to. Very soon we are going to. So, he gives an Narada gives an example. Mukha asvadanavat. Mukha means a dumb person. You feed the very tasty something to him. How can a dumb person describe? Thing is, he can express his face will be beaming joyfully. His eyes are sparkling. Some signs that he is very happy. But is that a description? Like a blind fellow thinking how a mother is treating her baby. Have you heard about it? One night, a blind fellow was moving. He heard, he stopped in front of a house. A child is in what is called unstoppably crying. So the blind fellow asked somebody, why is the child crying? Then somebody replied, the mother is trying to feed him milk and he doesn't want to drink. This fellow never tasted or remembered milk. What is milk like? Then this neighbor is describing to a blind fellow, it is a substance like a crane. No bird, crane. It is like a crane. Of course, a blind fellow never seen a crane. What is a crane? So he showed him to feel my hand. So he felt, oh my God, no wonder the child is crying. If the mother is trying to push this into his mouth, no. Mukha asvadana bhakti. Nobody can describe it. Why? Because the nature of prema is to become one with the object. This is called prema. This is called bliss. This is called happiness. I have explained about this concept in the previous times. Suppose you are eating a sweet. That sweet touches your tongue. For one million per second, you have forgotten time and space. That is called experiencing the sweet. After that, the experience has disappeared. Memory remains. So when we say I am happy, the real language should be I was happy. Not I am happy. Because it is like saying that I am sleeping. You can't talk, I am sleeping. I was sleeping, yes. I am seeing somebody, yes. But I am asleep, that is a contradictory. I am will not work. I was asleep. So experience, I had an experience. I am experiencing that never takes place. Then what about this? I am seeing you, you are seeing me. The experience part is over. The remembrance part only comes. Not only that, when I am seeing you, scientific fact, not philosophical fact, I am not seeing you. I was seeing you. Can you understand this concept? Can you understand? See, I will give an illustration. The stars, which are billions of light years ago, they are dead, but they have been emitting light. It takes billions of years for that light to reach the earth. Now I am seeing that light. I am saying there is a star. Actually, this star is dead billions of years back. And that light will be emitted for billions of years. The last light it is sending before its explosive death. That would be the last we will see. Until we see one ray of light, it is for me, as far as I am concerned, it is still. So what am I seeing now? I am seeing a star which was billions of years old. You understand what I said? So you are there. My eyes are going there. By the time it takes your picture and comes into our mind, some millionth of some second has gone, and that is presented to the mind, and then I am seeing the past as the present. Is it a fact? Now you understand it? Nobody can see anything as it is happening in time. Past is. I should be saying, I was seeing you. No question of, I am seeing you. But we are using because it is convenient for us to use this word. So, this is the one, I was experiencing happiness. I should be saying, I was experienced. But what am I saying? I am experiencing it. It doesn't happen. Anyway, what is the point here? Experience, first of all, can be conveyed to others. Unless the other person had the same experience. Have you slept well? Yes, yes, very well. So, did you sleep well? Yes, yes, I well. I understand you, you understand me. Because both of us had the same experience. If I had some experience, which you did not, it is not possible to this one. But this prema, what am I talking about? Prema is to become completely one with God. And that prema is called knowledge. What is that knowledge? I am God. You can't experience God. Because God is not an object. Simply say, this is me. I am. Aham Brahmasmi. That is called prema. Call it jnanam, call it prema. Don't worry about what usage you use. So that is why it is called anirvachaniyam.
There is no experience.
See, there are two. Objective experience is called experience, technical. And what is called experiencing oneself, we use human language, but you should never use it. Because if I go into a little bit philosophy, your brains may be very delicate brains, you know, might get upset. But I will anyway try it. See, this experience, means, what is it? Half an hour before, you were not here. I could not have experienced it. Then you came 10 minutes back. Since then, I was seeing you. I was experiencing. After half an hour, you would go away. Then I would not experience it. You understand? Experience is something that changes. It was not there, it is there, and it will not be there. If this is the experience, or any objective experience falls under this category. Anytime, you are not seeing Preeti now. You will see Preeti after some time. After some time, you will not see Preeti. That is what you say, I saw Preeti. Is it no? But there is one experience. We call it experience. It should not be called experience. When is it you are not experiencing yourself? Is there any time when you say, I was absent?
Deep sleep.
It is objective experience, not subjective experience. See, I'm trying to put these deep concepts. Imagine there are three rooms. A, B, C. You are here for 1 minute in this room A. Then you move into room B. Then you move into room C. Then again you come to room A. The rooms are changing.
I am seeing.
You are not changed. Not even for millisecond you were absent. The distance between this room and that room, you are not absent. Every millisecond, from the time you started from here until you reached this space, you were never absent. So you are experiencing a waking state, you are experiencing dream state, you are experiencing deep sleep state, but you have not changed. Follow? So therefore, to describe it, we say, I experience myself. It should not be called experience. Because that doesn't fall like object to experience. Object comes, object goes. But I don't come and go. I am 24 hours, 365 days. Before birth also I was. After birth also I was. After death also, I will be. This is the truth. This is called self. It is changeless. So, just to...
Because I is without the body and mind.
Yes, correct. That I will never change. Therefore,
I doesn't have the chitta, the memory.
No, whatever is added to the I is completely different from the I. And you can't describe the I because description is only of changing matter. It is unripe fruit, one description. Ripe fruit, another description. Rotten fruit, another description. So it is always changing. But the I is not changing. So if I is born, then it was not there before. So there is a law. To observe a change, you must become changeless. You have to think these concepts. These are called deeper concepts. Otherwise you won't understand what Vedanta is trying to tell. Anyway, what is the point? So do you experience yourself? We say yes, but that's not a correct description. When am I not experiencing myself? When I'm experiencing myself 24 hours a day for eternity, you don't call it experience. The word experience should be used only with regard to something other than me. So I hope the idea is clear. So when I become one with the experience, there is no distinction between experiencer and experience, and that is when I say, I am God. Aham Brahma. So, that cannot be described. To description is of only a changeable matter. Unchanging thing cannot be described. If at all you have to describe, it is unchanging. What do you understand by that? Unchanging. Okay. Prakashyate kvapi patre. We are talking about prema swarupa, the nature of description of prema, divine love. First of all, it is not kama. What is the distinction between kama and prema? ఎనీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అదర్ దెన్ గాడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కామ. ఓన్లీ గాడ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ప్రేమ. గాడ్ మీన్స్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ వీఆర్ లవ్ ఓన్లీ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్స్. వీ డోంట్ లవ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్. దిస్ ఐడియా హ్యాస్ టు బి deeply experienced by us. Nobody loves anything, cannot love also, because how can you love something? That's why I put in my own funny way. A young man meets a young woman and says, I love you, so you also love me. The young woman asks, do you love me? Young man says, yes. How much do you love me? Well, this much I love you. How long do you love me? For about 1.5 minutes. Is that lady likely to fall in love with that fellow? Do you think that lady will fall for him? No. That is not love. 24 hours. So we don't love anything. We don't love our body. We use it as an instrument. So this is an important point. Any object is an object of our, an instrument of our happiness. So husband is an instrument of happiness. Suppose he stops giving happiness, then you know what you want to do with that fellow? Burn him. In Italy, you know, no man, no son-in-law likes the mother-in-law. So once one American couple had come to Israel with his wife and mother-in-law. Unfortunately, the mother-in-law died there. So the funeral people, they came and then said, sir, do you want to have a ceremony, burial ceremony? He said, no. I want to ship her back to America. There we will do it. So this fellow said, what, are you mad? Here to conduct the funeral ceremony, it only costs $100. For shipping this body back, it will cost $10,000. He said, doesn't matter. Even if it is $100,000, I want only to ship her back. So that fellow asked, what makes you decide like that? That fellow said, that your history tells, once a man was buried here, and he came back to life after 3 days. I don't want to take any risk. So another mother-in-law died. So this funeral director asked him, what do you want to do? Do you want to cremate her? Do you want to burn her? And do you want to completely, what is called, put in a casket and throw to the fishes? The man, you choose which way you want. He said, do all the three, because I don't want to take any risk. Might come back to life. Anyway, what is the point? No person, no creature ever loves anything else other than oneself. But the more an instrument is likely to give us happiness, we value that instrument. We love the instrument. How long?
As long as
that instrument gives, even if we don't throw somebody out, we wish. Even children, you know, I tell you something very important. May look a little bit funny. There is an old parent, not dying, suffering. Who is suffering? The children are suffering because they have to look after. They are praying, oh God, I can't see my parents suffering. Please take this fellow away. What is the real prayer? I am suffering. I can't tolerate it any longer. Out of your infinite grace, you take away this girl. It's a fact. Because there is a limit how much we can throw away our selfishness. Let it be beloved parents, that yet this will come. The human nature. What is the point we are discussing? The point is nobody can love anybody. Everybody can love only one being. So the first law of life is we love ourselves. The second law of life is we love that instrument which gives us the greatest happiness. And then we love third life of law of life, we love that instrument which gives us a little less. Fourth law of life is a little less. Like this, you can, or we have hierarchical value is there. This is the truth. Whether you want it or not, whether it is parents, husband and wife, children, you name it. Ultimately, we only love ourselves. This is the highest truth. I am talking about Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Yajnavalkya is telling to Maitreyi. So nobody is loved. One's self is the most beloved, more beloved than even one's own son. Putradapi. It's true. So long as the putra or putri and they start giving us happiness, then it is tolerable. The moment they are troublesome, we may not do, but we wish that they were never there. Is it not a fact? One day you may tolerate. Then you are a saint. If you tolerate for one day, you are a saint. If you tolerate for 2 days, you are a greater saint. Usually it is only for a few minutes. Then how we are able to carry it? We, every one of us, go through this experience called Nidra. It is this Nidra which makes us remember only ourselves and makes us forget everything else. It is that peace we experience in the Nidra which makes us remember and put up with all the problems of life. This is a fact. That is why the Sushupti is compared to Brahmananda. Temporary Brahmananda. Okay. So, what is it? Prakashyate kvapi patre. See, you are telling love is indescribable. And you are also telling it is like mukha sodhanma. What is the proof that there is such a love exists? Yes. It manifests in some worthy instruments. For example, Sri Ramakrishna. He used to go into samadhi. What is samadhi? Tell me what is samadhi. Mukhaswadhanavata. He becomes one with his own self, which is of the nature of Sat Chit Ananda Swarup. That's why when Harima, you know that story? When Thakur was suffering from indescribable pain, then one day Hari Maharaj came, future Swami Turiyananda. And then Thakur wanted to test him. He said, you know, how much I am suffering? Hari Maharaj said, no sir, I see you swimming in an ocean of bliss. Why ocean? Because even tanks or even lakes may dry up. But ocean will never dry up. So you are swimming in the ocean of bliss. Immediately Sri Ramakrishna, you know what he claimed? In Bengali, beautiful word. Shala Dhuriche. This rascal found me out. That is the fact. Then did not Sri Ramakrishna suffer? Yes, he did suffer. But for our sake. Because to communicate with us, he requires a medium. And that medium is the body. The moment he identifies himself with the medium, he has to go like anybody else. Mind will be there, body will be there, and the effects of body and mind will be there. He was tolerating. One day he told him, this body is suffering so much. If you all say so, I want to give up. Yam was telling, what can we say? We want to see him. Because the moment he disappears, he becomes like any god, an object of meditation. Anybody who is dead is only an object of thinking. But a person even old suffering, we can see direct. So what could he say? One part of the mind says, we don't want him to suffer. Let him go. Another part of the mind says, if we lose him, then we won't be able to see him. Rare darshana. After that, they have to pray and pray and pray. And occasionally, they would get a glimpse. Now you may ask, is it what benefit do they get by seeing? Because when the body mind is there, he can, by just seeing you, he can put you into samadhi, he can give you anything you want. Now apply, apply.
No
return. Very rarely. That's why they understood the value of Sri Ramakrishna. But at the same time, that intolerable pain, they also have to put. So what is prakashyate tatra tada kvapi patre? Some fit instruments are there. You can see that love. You can see that love means you can't measure it, you can't understand it, but you can experience it. The only thing we can describe it is a baby is in the arms of the mother. A tiger comes. Swami Vivekananda describes it. A woman is walking in the streets. Suddenly a tiger comes. What would be her reaction? She will try, she will try to run away. Another day, next day, she is traveling with her baby and a tiger, same tiger comes. What would be, where would be her place now? So many incidents. One recently in UK, some building was falling. And then the brother was elder. His sister was smaller. Immediately, he pushed her to the ground and laid himself on her. So that whatever falls, let it fall upon her. This kind of bravery also, you get so many things. How many people die, there is a well, they want to clean it up, and they go down and there's poisonous gases will come, they will die. Great people are there in this world. So this love cannot be described, but can be experienced. We all experience our parents, how much they love us. They may quarrel, they may scold us, but they love us. Most parents, they do that. So we can understand it a little bit, small drops of this love is there. That is why this is called rasa. Raso vaisaha. Rasagu kevayam labdva anandi bhavati. One small droplet of this rasa means ananda, of God. That is what makes the whole world run, really speak. If suppose this rasa is absent, to live in this world, Taittiriya Upanishad graphically describing, it is for the sake of happiness we are all living this life. If we don't have it now, we are expecting, hoping that it will come at some future point. If anybody loses that hope, his body will not stay. So desire is hope, hope is desire. Learn it from somewhere. Okay, they have to go. So let me. I don't want to use the word dispose of them. Okay.
Let's use some SOS. That's not mine.
Yeah, okay. Prakashyate kvapi patre. If that devotion nevertheless manifests itself in one, whosoever it be, when one has made oneself fit for such manifestation by constant sadhana. What does that mean? In each one of us, what we call kama is actually prema only. Prema and kama, there is no difference, excepting one difference. What is it? If the prema is directed towards small bits of happiness, it is called kama. If I want the whole happiness, that is called prema, which is God. God means everything. So any other object, will it give happiness? Definitely it will give happiness. But what is the problem? There are three problems. With any happiness we derive from any object in this world have three problems. The first problem is, it is incomplete. So supposing you love to eat jalebi, but you also love mysore pak. But you can't eat both. There is a limit. So even while eating this jalebi, if I had to, next time I will eat mysore pak. Next time I eat chana jalebi. Next time chana jalebi, this paneer is filled inside the jalebi, not this useless basin. So fantastic. If you don't eat it and die, and then you have to be reborn. Just to experience, at least after my telling it. Before that, you know, your ignorance is bliss. You have to eat one. When you go to Calcutta, here also available. I think Keshidas might be available. Once you eat it, after that, most likely you will not touch this ordinary thing. Very good. So what I am telling, that what is the first problem with any worldly happiness? It's incomplete. So asantrupti, even while experiencing it, you don't feel complete satisfaction. Because the other desires are there. With the same regard, one sweet only I am describing. You want to eat this sweet, that sweet, the other sweet. And you don't have that capacity to eat all these sweets. Even Kumbhakarna doesn't have that capacity. The second is, every sweet, for as an example, that we experience, increases, it brings its opposite. Sukha always brings its opposite, which is, for Sukha, the payment is Dukha. People don't understand, it's not money. Do you understand that point? Not really. Say, suppose you are well-to-do and you want to eat sweet, and then you get somebody brings, or you get this sweet, you want to see. How much happiness can you get from that sweet? Doesn't depend upon the sweet, depends upon how much you are suffering from hunger. If your hunger is 10%, your happiness is only 10%. If your hunger is 50%, it won't give you 51% happiness. It's exact. God's calculation is exact calculation. Is it not a fact? I'm not telling something exotic. If your hunger is 100%, you will enjoy it 100%. So, what is the second condition, bandhana, that always sukha brings dukkha. In fact, without dukkha, when dukkha changes, when you reduce the dukkha, that is called sukha. This is the fact. When sukha becomes reduced, that is called So we have to do that. Because you have eaten nicely. And you are not able to digest it. How are you going to enjoy it again? Noon meal. Therefore, you know, run round the block 20 times. Is it sukha or dukkha? Running round the block is a sukha or dukkha? It is dukkha. But that dukkha is preparing you for the next sukha. And after that, again you run. So whole life is nothing but eating, digesting, and then trying to get hungry. One day if you don't get hungry, then you won't be able to enjoy. Is it not the fact of life? That is why there is some very important thing. When Yamadharmaraja offered Nachiketa all the enjoyments in this world, whatever you want women, you want money, you want chariots, whatever you want, I will grant you. And I will guarantee you that you will not die so long as I am the in charge. So, Nachiketa rejected. So, what do you know what he said? Sasyamiva pachyate martya, sasyamiva ajayate punam. Like a grain of rice, you put it. How long will it take? Next day it is giving seedling. Within 3 months after giving the crop, guys, human life is like that. Then, sarvendriyanam jarayanti tejaha. So, tejaha means the power to enjoy. Indriyas have a power to enjoy. So, the object is the same. So, when you are young, you can really enjoy. When you are middle age, the capacity to enjoy becomes less. That's why you go on complaining. The quality of the object is not good. The husband goes on telling that your cooking is not up to like my mother's cooking. Your mother's cooking may be much worse than this cooking. But at that time, You are ravenously hungry, so naturally you enjoyed it. Now you have become middle-aged. How do you know? How to know middle-aged? You are middle-aged. The Madhya Pradesh will expand. Understood? Madhya Pradesh? Yeah. Most people, you see, Madhya Pradesh, especially if they put pant and boots, this is going in the front, you can see. So, this indriyas, they lose their power. The object being the same, the capacity to squeeze happiness becomes less and less and less. Old age, problem is not with the object. That's why you don't feel appetite. Only small. And some people, oh, my grandpa is very ascetic. He doesn't eat. He doesn't eat because he can't eat. There is a difference between voluntarily giving up and old age giving up. So, what is the second point? So, always an enjoyment is brings its opposite, which is called dukkha. That is the second limitation. The third limitation, very important. Every enjoyment and object reinforces the desire, I want it again. These are the three defects that we see in the experience of worldly object. These three defects are not there in God. You know why? Because there are no indriyas. There is no mind. You become one with them. Therefore, eternally, you don't experience happiness. You become happiness. So, this is a very important distinction. Having happiness and being happiness. Being happiness, it will never leave you. Because it is you. But having happiness, that which comes and goes. So, any worldly object is that which comes and goes. That's why we say, I am Ram. If the Rama has come, Rama also goes. Do you understand what I am talking about? One sadhaka, Krishna Prema, was in North India. He was a great devotee of Bhagavan Krishna. So once he had many visions of Krishna. Then he went to Ramana Maharshi. So he wanted to get certificate. He was starting narrating his experiences. I had visions of Krishna. Thought Bhagavan will be very happy giving certificate. Bhagavan, you know, like that. At the end he said, what comes goes. This fellow was very much disappointed. He did not say anything. Then he went back. What else can he do? And then he had higher experience. All visions disapproved. Then he understood. Aya Ram, Rama Aya, Gaya Ram. But if you are thinking of God, God neither comes nor goes. Because he who comes and goes is not God. And what remains eternally unchanging is God. So that's why these are all milestones. How do we know we are progressing? I have wonderful dream. I have wonderful vision. All these encouraging things, you are nearing the goal. To that extent, they are very useful things. Otherwise, what is the point of a milestone? You know, they are right. 198 kilometers. After a few minutes, 190 kilometers. After that, 180 kilometers. That shows the nearer you are approaching to your goal, that gives a great relief to the mind. So this is the real point we have to keep in mind. They are good. And they are, everybody will not have visions. Some people will have bhava, means knowledge. Babu Rao Maharaj did not have darshan. He wept. Everybody is having a vision. Thakur also wept. Why is it mother is not giving you bhava, giving visions? So he went and, Ma, this boy is weeping. Why don't you? Mother told he will not have visions. He will have bhava. Bhava means knowledge. Then he came and told, for you, no vision. It's only bhava. Bhava means what? Knowledge. Knowledge doesn't come and go. Lord, knowledge is permanent. Of course, he had some visions. One very peculiar vision. One day, Brahmananji scolded him. Raja Premanand Baburam Maharaj used to grow vegetables. His heart was so compassionate. He used to give everything to the neighbors, poor people. And mutt also has to be run. They have to purchase. If these are not available, they have to purchase. There was no money. So Raja Maharaj came to know about it and said, Babu Ramda, if you give away everything, how can mutt be run? And he got offended. I am only giving it away. I am not stealing. But anyway, he had a towel on his back and he started in a huff, walking off. So he approached near the gate. It was evening. Then there was a towel. That towel wound itself around his neck and he was pulled back and he looked. Akur was standing smiling. Chandmukh, where are you going? Javi Kuta. Most moon face, where can you go? So immediately he put on the towel and came back. He had visions, but not many. Raja Maharaj and others, they had plenty of wonderful visions for them. So like that, there are people we cannot describe. It is not information, but you can experience. Like the presence of a incense stick. Incense stick has been burned. It is not burning any longer. But the moment you reach there, sometimes, you know, like a strong sandalwood few days back, that means you understand. So beautiful sandalwood incense stick has been burned. You are not seeing it, but you experience the after effects. Like that, the moment you approach a premi, and that's all we all approach, our mother. Moment you home, moment mother, the child sees the mother who has been gone to the office and she is returning, ma, mama, like that. So much joy. Why does the child go? Because this is mother is safety, mother is food, mother is cuddler, mother is tameva sarvam, mama deva deva. Yeah, that's why mother. There are plenty of bhaktas are there. We have to be fortunate to be able to come there. Then he says, this prema, gunarahitam, kamanarahitam, pratikshana vardhamanam, avichinnam, sukshmataram, anubhava rupam. 6 characteristics. We will discuss them in our next class. Beautiful, you know, this Nada Bhakti Sutra is so marvelous. Okay.